ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Hey everyone, welcome to the press. Welcome to what would normally be the middle show of the week that we would do, and it's still Tuesday, so we're kind of doing this on the right day of the week, we're just doing it in the wrong order. We did the opening lines and first clicks for the John Deere Classic yesterday, and then quickly followed it up with some thoughts on the BMW International Open, which is in Germany, the DP World Tour event this week, the only other really big event on the calendar. No LPGA, no LIV, no Champions Tour, really nothing out there. So this is a quiet week, but today we're going to talk about the model for the John Deere Classic, and we'll talk about some horses for courses and some course fits and some current form folks. We do have a couple that are worth noting. This will be a shorter show, and then that's going to be it for the week. So everything, you'll have everything in hand from me. If you do want to check out our tools, join golfnewsnet.com for $40 a year or $10 for a week. Now, let's talk about the model for this week at the Deere. I was watching some old John Deere classics, believe it or not, on CBS Sports Network because I ran into it on the programming guide this morning as I was kind of hunting around for Wimbledon. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch some old John Deere classics. It was kind of fun. I watched the 2004, a little 2013, but TPC Deere Run is not that difficult of a golf course then. It's still not difficult now. Par 71, relatively easy. Pretty big greens, pretty flat, pretty easy to putt. Scoring should be accessible here. If you hit the ball into the woods, that's really your one and only chance to get penalized on this golf course. That all said, let's go into the model for the week. Two clicks, pick the wrong tab. And I don't think you're going to be surprised by any of these guys. Well, maybe one of them, two of them, now that I'm thinking about it. But these are guys with either lower sample sizes of data that you might be surprised by, or just the current bump that they're getting. So let's go down from the top of the table. Obviously, Patrick Cantlay is out. We talked about that on yesterday's show. We recorded after he withdrew. This model does not have him in it. Has his replacements in it. And we'll go from there. Sun GM's number one, barely over Math McNeely. Denny McCarthy is number three. Keith Mitchell's four. Aaron Rye is five. Davis Thompson is six. Believe it or not, he's been in the top 10 in a couple of events in a row. So he's been playing pretty good. Doug Gim is 7th, Mark Hubbard's 8th, JT Poston's 9th, Rio Hisatsun is 10th, and he is actually tied for 10th, just noticing that now with Ben Silverman, who has a very much up and down career. Sepp Strack is 12th, Kevin Hughes 13th, who I thought about today, Ben Griffin 14th, Adam Svensson 15th. So, and believe it or not, Jordan Spieth is 18th in this ranking. I mean, nowhere near it. So that's kind of interesting. Adam Shank's 21st. Chesson Hadley's 23rd, who I do tend to like to think about betting every now and then. K.H. Lee is 20th. I mean, it's not hurting me to give you all these folks this week. This is a week no one should really care about. But we're here talking about it because it's a betting opportunity. Sungjae, Mav, I mean, all the guys at the top aren't that surprising. Davis Thompson's been playing well lately. We'll get to him in the current form, guys. Kevin Yu is a guy I want to talk about. A very much up and down player. Feels like this could be a golf course that could fit him. 40-1 feels like a pretty decent price. I like that Adam Svensson pick, too. I don't think Andrew Novak is a very good fit here. I like his game, but I don't think he's a good fit. K.H. Lee, I also don't think is a particularly great fit for this golf course because he tends to thrive well in places where it's pretty wide open. I mean, think of the two wins that he has at TPC Craig Ranch. So I'd think to skip him. I'd rather look at someone like Aaron Rye or Denny McCarthy, guys who have good track records on tighter courses. Doug Gim seems like tougher golf courses. Yeah, we'll see how he feels about this one. I don't think this is a great spot for him. Mark Hubbard cleans up in crappy player events, so I know he's never won, and that kind of violates my theory of like Steven Yeager and some other, you know, Cam Young and other guys maybe worth a bet here at that price. Hisatsun is interesting. I just don't think he's quite ready for it. And Ben Silverman might be an interesting long shot.
did talk about Dylan Fratelli. This is totally not related to the model. Talk about Dylan Fratelli yesterday at 400-1. Our buddies at Lost for Words, Tom Jacobs, had him in his write-up article for which of the, I forget which site he that article was on. He writes for a couple different ones. And so I feel pretty good about that simpatico bet. That may be literally the only bet I make this week, is Dylan Fratelli to win. I may just do just that. But I do like Hubbard. I don't like Denny on 20-1. That's just too short. Aaron Rye's too short. The Hubbard one's good. Sepp to a degree. I mean, if you want to pick a favorite, just take the outright favorite. Take Sungjae. I think he's got a great week ahead of him. Adam Schenck, I think, is an interesting play. Chesson Hadley might be an interesting play as well. So, and maybe Chris Goddard, who won the Myrtle Beach Classic. The courses aren't exactly the same, right? I mean, South Carolina and Silvis, Illinois are quite different, but there's a lot of tree-lined shots required at the Dunes in Myrtle Beach, where he won, and similar good scoring. So you may see some connection there. Some people also like Chandler Phillips. He's 100-1. I do like that number as well. He's 28th in the ranking. Let's look at our current form and horses for courses. We've got, I probably will put a bet on Nick Dunlap. Dunlap's been T12 at the Memorial, T10 at the Rocket Mortgage. Talked about him the last several weeks. Like, maybe he's starting to figure this out, starting to figure out how to deal with being a professional whose job it is to play golf. He talked recently about, hey, it's really lonely playing the PGA Tour. It's a lonely life. Yep, it is. It sucks for a lot of people. It's not easy, and you kind of have to be a certain type to be able to be okay with that, or you have a family and you drag them everywhere with you. When you're a young kid who's single and young, or not, I should say not married and young, then you've got the different set of challenges. And I think he's starting to figure it out. So I do like him here this week. Sungjae's been playing well. Aaron Rye's been playing well. Davis Thompson, T9th US Open, and then a co-runner-up last week. If you're looking for event finish history, we're looking for players who have been in the top 15 here in the last 5 years multiple times. We talked about this on the first show of the week. You really don't want to be on this list on one hand, but for the purposes of this event, we want you to be on the list. So there are a bunch of twos and 1-3. Lucas Glover, Mark Hubbard, Denny McCarthy, JT Poston, Seamus Power, maybe a bet for me. I didn't even look at where Seamus came out in the ranking, to be honest with you. I mean, 66th, not just barely into the positive. Maybe not worth it. But I do like how he connects with this golf course, so maybe that is worth the bet. That's the bet. You think he's going to show up on a golf course he likes. And then your three is Adam Schenck, who's your 60-1, who, again, kind of horse for course play. You're getting a very similar play on Power and Schenck. I think Schenck's had a tougher year. Power's starting to show up better. Schenck was better at the beginning. Take your pick there. Then course breakout, course fit. This course relies more on tee to green play than last week's course, Detroit Golf Club. 32% putting, 68% tee to green. More on the approach play, 36% on the approach, 19 off the tee, 15 around the green, about the same as last week. So some fits for that group. Why I brought up Kevin Yu, he is one. Dylan Fratelli's one. Jordan Spieth is one. Ben Griffin, Russell Knox, Martin Laird, Eric Cole, and Keith Mitchell. I did want to bring up Eric Cole very briefly because it seems like maybe he's starting to play his way out of this funk he's been in for a while. Obviously was so good last year. I mean, just a freaking machine last year. But if you look at where he had been in May and the early part of June, not good. Not good at all. Three missed cuts at the PGA, Colonial, the Canadian Open. Missed a cut at the US Open, I can live with that. But if you look at the last three regular starts, T45, T48, T6, might be starting to figure something out. In the last two starts, he had 6 of 8 rounds in the 60s. One at 70 and then one at 75. That's really what hurt him at the Travelers. Otherwise, probably would have had a decent week. I think he's starting to put it together, maybe finally playing himself out of this funk that he's been in for better part of, you know, almost 2 months. So maybe worth a look there. That's a hard one to bet. Again, kind of that principle of betting someone's never won before and you're betting them to win without very clear momentum that they're going to win. I find that a very difficult proposition, but you may feel differently, so that's up to you. But otherwise, I think this is a tough week to bet on a lot of things.
I do want to get into just a couple of matchups real quick, because otherwise we're going to run out of time here, and I'm not going to have said a whole lot. But I do want to look at just a couple of matchups, tournament matchups. We're not looking at first rounds. I don't even see first rounds posted, to be honest with you. But just trying to look down the offering from DraftKings. Of course, your mileage is going to vary. I like Mark Hubbard -130 against Patrick Rodgers. I like Denny McCarthy -115 against Davis Thompson. They're both the same price, so you're paying a little bit for that. Let's see what else. Brendan Todd at even money against Andrew Novak's kind of interesting to me. Novak's the favorite there. Then Seamus Power -130. I like him over Bo Hostler. I think that tells you a little something about where they are relative to the outright versus each other. Because if you look at Hostler, he's 50-1. And then you look at Power, he's also 50-1. So you're thinking Power is a better 50-1. You know, try to infer something from that. Because they're not always good. They don't out explicitly rank him for you. They give you kind of groups and think. But in those groups, they've got guys they like more than others. So they're telling you Seamus Power they like more than Bo Hostler, a fellow 50-1. Other than that, I think that'll be enough for me. I don't do a lot of matchups. I mean, I like the idea of having one-on-one for four rounds, or hopefully one misses the cut and then it's two rounds of a victory lap. But that's just not my style. I tend to like the sweat of the win or a top five, top 10, but narrowing it down to two guys, especially this week, is not a bad thing. You're not paying a ton of juice. You're not getting a huge favorites. If you feel like there's a mismatch here, and I think there's one on Power and Hostler, then try to exploit it. I think there's one on Brendan Todd and Andrew Novak going the other way. Try to exploit it. I think Denny McCarthy is a better player than Davis Thompson, but Davis Thompson's playing well, so there you go. But I do like Mark Hubbard a whole heck of a lot more than I like Patrick Rodgers. So maybe three matchups there worth looking at. Okay, I think that's going to do it for me today. Again, short week, short shows, just because the tournament this week is just, I love watching it. I love the deer, but from a betting perspective, can be a nightmare. I think you want to try and get out there and get in the live market this week. Because this is a go-low course, unless the weather rolls in and changes things, this should be super accessible, very easy to score on, which means huge moves are possible. And if you get out in front of them, and if you have the right feeling, you might be able to get a huge number on a winner, especially somewhere in the afternoon of Thursday or Friday. And just finding someone making a big move after having a crummy day one or what have you. So and you can still make those moves on the weekend too. They do not take those scores away. The availability of those scores come the weekend. So please think about live betting this week. It will be to your advantage almost certainly, especially over some of the numbers you're going to get pre-tournament, where that's going to start to shuffle pretty significantly. And some of those bad values might become pretty decent values if you catch them right. So please pay attention. That's going to do it for us this week. Thanks so much for spending some time with me. Good luck with all your bets. Email me, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com. I'm on Twitter, Threads, X, Instagram, and Blue Sky @RyanBalaji. Golf Newsnet's on all those services at the handle Golf Newsnet. Back with another slate of shows next week. We've got two tournaments on the PGA Tour. We've got a live event. We've got an LPGA major. We've got a Champions Tour major. We got a lot going on next week. So dearth of golf this week. So much of it next week. Plenty to talk about with you. Thanks so much for spending some time with me. We'll talk to you next week on The Press.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.